Eleishu, Chelik Aleph, Kuf Tzadik Daled, the 11th chapter. Hoftanu Yivachach, we are surprised perhaps to realize, Shegam Hi'arase Panim. This situation of persons Meir Panim discussed in the previous chapter, Eina Hamatara Achoinam Babayit Esuna Atzmis. It is not quite the last objective in working on oneself. Mai Eifu Hamatara, what is that last objective? Hatachlisi Menuchas HaNefesh. That's the most rare of commodities, which is serenity, tranquility, which I think is a surprise as well, that that is the ultimate objective. Kevan shehamakor lechol menucha yom haShabbos, since the source of all types of serenity is the Shabbos day, hava nevarei latzmenu inyan menuchas Shabbos. So let's begin by clarifying what menuchas Shabbos means. Says Rabbeinu Yonah on the reef in Brachos Perek Hei, on that Gemara, that the Gemara, there's a machlokes as to where to put that insertion on Motzei Shabbos. We pass it like this view that we put Havdalah in Chonin Adas in the fourth bracha. Mipneish al yedei Hadas anachnu mazkirin ma'alas ha-minucha. Rabbeinu Yonah says, because it's by using a faculty of Das that we mention the greatness of Menucha, that's why you put it there in Das. And we know how to then distinguish between Kodesh and Choyl. It's a fairly surprising statement. It still doesn't quite explain to us the fact that the Gemara Paskins, there are three opinions there. Paskin, no, in Das, that's where we put Havdalah. Why is it the faculty of Das that requires that is required in order to, why is it associated with the Midah of Menucha? Das in Nekudas Atzmusei Shel Adam, it's the deepest point in the person. Once again, I mentioned that in the Kuntres Kinyan Das, he discusses this in great detail. It's that point of interface between various worlds, which is hidden within the person. It's the deepest point in the person. It's the point where theoretical knowledge becomes infused into one's midos and conduct. Mitoich nekudas atzmoi, from that point noveh ma'ayana chokhmah viharas panim. That's the point where the wellspring that we spoke about in the previous chapter, the wellspring of bestowing upon others a shining countenance. Usviv nekudas zoi, it is around that point of das. Adam chages ha-magal ha-guideros ha-mazeros v'chetzinus. It's around that point that a person circles the lager. He places that fence that separates him from superficiality, chitzinus, alien forces. Hamayan v'agadir, both of these, the wellspring and the fence, shenehem mipeulas hadas, they're both functions of the activity of das. Uch she'achochma v'achanina shafoiz b'soch ha-magal, when wisdom wells up from within oneself, when that ability to bestow on the outside world, when it wells within that circle, ha'adam yigeh al atzmoy, a person's reached himself, he knows himself, misboinen u'mevin atzmoy, that's a place where a person can learn by himself, as we said many times, Avraham Lamadn Atzmoy, and we spoke about people learning by Semer Kavan, and they're only given headings, and yet they learn from within themselves, it's from that point. He's, in modern terminology, which I dislike, but at any rate, he's in touch with himself. At that point, he knows Zoche Limnucha Penimis. He earns an inner peace. Umenekuda Penimis Zoi, it's from that inner point that one can easily discern or discern well the Kodesh within oneself and the Choyl outside. To reach inner tranquility and inner peace is not an easy avodah. The author wrote this 50, 60 years ago when it was much, much easier than it is today. Far fewer distractions, and the pace of life was not what it is today. It is not easy. Rak bardas gadoil uven aliyah magyele. It's only a person with a developed faculty of das, a ben aliyah, a person who strives for many years, can reach it. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, the reshaim kayam nigrash, the reshaim are like, driven away like the sea. Ki hashkeit lo yuchal, they cannot reach sheket, they cannot reach that peace. Okay? The Rishim don't have peace. A person, all of whose desires pull him outside constantly, away from himself, And again, we said this is far more relevant be a menu, that everything's pulling him and distracting him from focusing on himself, putting him outside the business and advertising and billboards and malls and the music and the gadgets and the, all of this constantly pulled. He's never tried to actually train himself, but he's to work, to change himself, to focus on himself. It's not possible for such a person to reach tranquility. There's a constant stress. He's not surrounded by this circle of Kedusha. There's no way to reach tranquility. It's not surprising that so many people are on sedatives. It is given to us. What it means is it's a function of the Jewish soul that we can earn it. It is given to us. Hashabbos ain't a mitzvah bilvad. It's not just a mitzvah. Do this or do that. Ela matana, a gift. That the Creator placed into the soul of the Jew is something innate. It's conveyed by Chazal over there. Chazal say that if a person gives a gift to someone, he needs to inform him. Don't give it through a third party or leave it on his doorstep. One needs to inform the person that you gave him a gift. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Lodas ki ani Hashem ekadishchem. Lodas, Hashem tells Moshe, they must know, tell them, they are to know that I am giving them this gift. Chazal comment further, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Matana toiva yesh li beveis genozai. I have this beautiful gift in my treasury. Veshabbos Shema, it's called Shabbos v'ani mevakesh litenah v'yisrael. I wish to give it to them. Lech v'hoidiyem, tell them. Hari Shabbos imitzius uchanis. When Chazal uses terminology, I have this gift in my treasury and I want to give it. It's a spiritual reality. Only Klal Yisrael has received it mitoch beis genazav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his treasury, something that is deep. Lagoyim ein hachana nafshis lecha. The goyim don't have the spiritual prerequisites for that. We say in the Shabbos davening, Loi nesatoi Hashem aleikenu legoyei ho'aratzeis. You didn't give it to them. Veloi, there's a topographical error over there. Veloi hinchaltoi malkeinu le'ovedei fasilim. You did not bestow it upon those pagans. The gam bimnuchasoi lo yishkenu arilim. In his menucha, the arilim will not rest. They're too busy going to the gym on Shabbos morning or to the mall or whatever it is, flea market. Kili Yisrael amechanes to be'ava. Rather to your nation, you give it be'ava lezera Yaakov Hashem bam bachata. Shabbos umnuchas Shabbos. The concept of Shabbos and its tranquility ma'ala nafshis. Again, it's a spiritual property. That was given to him. And we may as well look at the footnote over here. Ayen bedas chokhma musa mutes beha, regarding the statement of Chazal in Nedarim. Detchila ya Moshe lomed Torah meshakcha. At the outset, Moshe Rabbeinu would learn and he would forget it. Ad shenitena lei bematana, say Chazal. It's on the pasuk in Kisisa, right? You remember that Hashem gave him, Vayikecha lo yisoy, that's the pasuk, Vayikecha lo yisoy. When he finished, and Chazal dash and kala, it is given as a gift. At any rate, the mechuvan, the idea of Yashatoran is not like a ma'ala bitva'av. What is given to Moshe is the Torah is imprinted within himself, like his nature. Zoyi horas l'shul matana mesevoy. That's what Chazal used this phrase for, to convey, again, when they say matana, a gift from HaKadosh Baruch, it means given to him in his nature, in his soul. And so to hear, in our case, when this Gemara speaks about a matana called Shabbos. Back to the text. Lulei nitena lanu haShabbos b'matana. Had it not been so, had it been, so to speak, just a mitzvah, without Hashem changing somehow our neshamois, lo haya b'cholto lishmo af Shabbos achas kil chazal. We would not be able to observe one Shabbos properly. No one's psychology is constantly burning. Yetzerim urtzonois boarim. Again, yetzerim, and as we said before, we're all familiar with this. It's all burning. There's this desire, do this, do that, a frenzied activity. Umnucha shel emes mimenu vahala. True tranquility, not just lying on a, whatever they call those things, strollers by the beach. Not just that, but a true serenity would be far away from us. Rak matanas elohikim, it's a godly gift, hachana nafshis likas minuchas kodesh, a spiritual preparation for a true tranquility, neshama yesera. That's his pshat in the term neshama yesera. Not just the ability to gorge oneself even more than usual, but a change in one's soul that allows one to experience that serenity. De Omar Rabbi Shimon Melakish, neshama yesera nesen kadosh buch badam erev shabbos. And of course, the term neshama yesera connotes this much more than physical things. So it's given to a person erev Shabbos. Ul motzei Shabbos noitelin oisa heimenu. Ul motzei Shabbos is taken away. Shneima shovas vayinofash. The pasuk says in Bereshis, Hashem shovas vayinofash. The Rosh is on the second word. Yakivan sheshavas. After Shabbos, that's the first word. Vay nefesh. Vay avda nefesh. Oh, whoa. That extra soul. That extra aspect is lost. In Beit Sadov Design, I made a note for myself here to look at Das Teira in Parshas Vayera, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. Onwards. Kol asher na'amik lachshev le'an avodasenu ha'atzmis tzricha le'aveinu. The more we deepen our thoughts about where our self-improvement should take us, this whole long process of Avodah, where is it supposed to take me? Nimitza ki mechoyz cheftzenu ha'menucha ha'penimis. We'll find, as we said at the beginning of this chapter, that the destination is serenity. Im nizke elea zachinu lakol. If we earn that, we've earned everything. Ein ze smala shemagim elea b'teva. It's not something that one reaches naturally. You grow and you get there. It's not like that. One has to attain it. Zeiche elea rak mi shishalom lekol tzad. A person attains it only if he's surrounded by peace on all sides. Number one, shalom le'im svivas. Is it peace with his environment? Sherei kuloi he'oras panim. That is the previous chapter. He is bestowing upon the outside world. His Ze'aras Panim is Mazriach Shemesh. He's bestowing and giving, and that's partly through just his countenance. He's at peace with his environment. Shalem le'im atzmoi. He's at peace with himself. Sherei kochesav me'uzanim ugdorim. His various forces, spiritual, psychological, physical, all of those, they're balanced. And they are ugdorim. They are limited and defined and controlled. Shalom im boiroi. He's at peace with his creator. Ki makiru benivra usoi. It's a reference to what we learned before, that arrogance essentially is a refusal to acknowledge that one is created. And humility comes with the realization one is created. So he's at peace with his creator. Those are the requirements to reach this. And even then, sefurimim harigaim ashebaim anu magishim lucha shalem es. Few are the moments where we feel true serenity. Again, we say in the Davening, Menuchas Ahava Undava, Menuchas Emes, Ve'emuna, Menuchas Shalom, Ve'shalva, Ve'hashkeit, Ve'vetach, Menuchas Shelema Shata Reitze Va. We say it in Shabbos afternoon. Ulam, Keshenechnesa Pa Menuchas Libenu. So even though we don't feel it perhaps often, but if we feel it once, Anu Margishim Beviru, one can sense clearly, She'en Zos Ma'ala Tivis, it's not something natural, not Stam Kacha something, Kim Argashas Is Achdus Nifla Itay. It's a sense of unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sense of oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yakiru v'necha v'yeideu. Let, we daven them, your children, Israel, should recognize, should know, b'di'a b'rua, with clear knowledge. Ki me'itechai minuchasam. That minucha comes from being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from him, and memele, it connotes a sense of unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam b'itechoin. Bitachon too, that supreme level, klula b'mnucha. It's really encompassed in this serenity, not surprisingly. He quotes Chavos HaLevavos, Ach mahus ha-bitachon hu, menuchas nefesh ha-botach. The essence of bitachon, says Chavos HaLevavos, is menuchas nefesh. The person is tranquil. And of course, we're not talking about a person sitting on the Riviera, you know, with $20 million in the bank. We're talking about a person in real life, with the challenges, with the difficulties, with the crises, and he's serene. That's the essence of bitachon. V'shiyeh liboy samuch al mi shebatach alav. That his heart trusts and relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyaseh hatov v'hanachon b'inyan, ashevtach alav, kfi yecholto v'dato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is organizing things for the best. B'mnuchas ha'nefesh meuchad adam yibareyu. When a person has this tranquility, this deep sense of serenity, he's at one with his creator. V'ein davar mibachutz mafchidoy umadigoy. Nothing from the outside can frighten him and worry him. Finally, Zeu Ma'agal HaKodesh Misaviv L'Atzmeinu once again, this is the holy circle around that deep point, Asher Be'er, at the middle of which this wellspring of insight and bestowal wells, Hashafas Hatava VeChokma VeChol Mila Nechonait. It wells with bestowal of good and wisdom and correct midos. Shelo Yikfi Ani Re'e Be'Atzas Hadavarim Hanal. Not as it appears from above. Emek Rav Dumumi. There's a lot of depth here. So he's saying that you might have thought in reading these chapters that it's straightforward. It's not so. There's a lot of depth here. Ad Hechan Hadvarim Magim. How far this goes, Nir'e Mitoch Dvarim Sesumim Bazar Kadesh. We'll see here from an obscure statement of the Zohar, Nechelik Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and it is cited by the Rekanatim. Uvar Rekanatim Parashas Tuma. Tuma deals with the Keilim of the Mishkan, and in particular here we're talking about the Shulchan. So on the simple level, the Shulchan is a Shulchan. It's a piece of furniture. It's made of gold. It has this dimension, da-da-da. The Zohar makes the following point. Rabbi Shimon Parish Belugta, Rabbi Shimon explained the Machleikis, Posach Vamai began, Kradichsiv, that pasuk that says in Truma, Le'umas Hamisgeres Tiena Tabois, that the rings, the golden rings, should be opposite the frame. And again, the Zohar here is not speaking on the simple level. Man Misgeres, what is this Misgeres, which I'm translating as a framework around the table? Dahu Osar Vesagir Veloy Posach. It's a place which is closed, not open, Bar Bishwilchad Dokik, except for this very subtle thing, the Isyada Bignizoi Legabe, that is known within it, in Gnizo, it's hidden within it, Uvgine Ismalei, and because of it, it's filled, Veroshim Izekaya, it fills the doorways, Ladlaka Botzilin, to light lamps. Because it is a hidden and deep place, Ikrei Misgeres, the root of which is Sagur, Vedau Alma de Ase, and that's the world to come. Amazing. Let's just read the translation over here. Rabbi Shimon Peresha Machloikes, as I translated it here, he explained, Pasach v'mao Misgeres, what's the meaning of Misgeres? Makom Sagur, it's a closed place, She'enu Niftach, it doesn't open, Zulas Bishul Dakhad, except for something very subtle, She'enu Yidabes HaChobitzina, which is within it, and it's Tzanua, U'mikoycho Nismale Oyer, and it is filled with light, V'tzien Basharim Lalik HaNerois, and the idea of lighting lamps, Mishum Shum Makom Ganuz V'sasun, because it is so hidden, Unikam Misgeres, it's called Misgeres, which whose root is Sagur, closed. V'zeh Ulam Haba. Kielama ba nikam misgeres. Kielama ba is called misgeres. Ubeferush alevush alrekanatid. Levush on the rekanatid. The isyada that it's known within there. Perush nischaber. It connects. Milshon vayeda elokim. There's a connection. Ulechach hadas mashpas umarva lechol esdadim. Das just wells and saturates on all sides. Bechocha chokma vatvuna. With the power of chokma and tvuna. You can see the shulchan is not just a shulchan. Not just a piece of furniture. Says the author, Einanu Esek Banisteroitz, as Chazal himself say, yeah, enough with Nigle, never mind Nistar. Ad kama shenuchal avin bepashtus advarim, just the simple idea over here, Nir'e ki soid ha-misgeres, the deep idea of misgeres, who soid ha-pnimius, it's the idea of pnimius, of deeper dimensions, of hidden dimensions, Olam Haba, that's what Olam Haba is. Asherat bishil dak, when that Zohar speaks about dak, that's something that is so subtle, it means hadas. It's only with the power of das that Magi'im Elav, one can reach it. U'mikoyach hadas nismale or lechol ever. That das then sends light in all directions. Kizeu inyan hi'aras ha'panim. That's what we spoke about. Mimazriach shemesh, through das, to cast a light upon the outside. U'chlapei chutz higdura, but it's limited, delimited. There's a wall. Leval yishtabeish shefara bitchum ha-chitzonius v'achol. So that ability to bestow doesn't get corrupted with chitzonius and achol. Hari shefa v'tzimtzum, there's both an outflowing and there's a holding back. He'ara v'gader, there's a lighting up and there's still a limit v'tziruv shneim. Hakol b'yachad yisod das. All of that together, put together, it's called das. Uman yiflim divei ha-zohar besof ha-mamah. Wondrous are the words of the Zohar at the end of that statement. Mizgeres da'u alma de'asei. That's the essence of Olam Haba. Ma'agalze, this circle we've been describing for these chapters, Hagadur Misaviv, there's a fence around it that protects a person from cheapening it and diluting it. Umayan Amizgaber Besecho, and there's a wellspring from within it. Who's an Olam? That's Olam Abba. Back to Rabbeinu Yonah. Lidei Hadas, and Achlo Mazkirim Malas HaMilucha, that Rabbeinu Yonah that we had earlier. It's through Das that we come to Menucha. Ma'agal Zehu Menucha Pnimis. That Ma'agal, that circle, is inner tranquility. Ha'adam Mushrash Be'elokav. The person is then rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'gadurhu. And there are limits and there are fences. Leval Yisachek Me'atzmoy. Not to distance himself from his true essence. U'leval Yaseh Atzmoy Choli. Not to make himself choil. Not to debase himself and again, to dilute that das. Uvesoich gedarav, within those gedarim, shefa shel das v'arasponim. That's just an abundance of das v'arasponim. Zeu ben olam haba. That's a person who's ben olam haba, because he's got the elements of olam haba here. Shabbosim ein olam haba. Shabbos is like that. Final comment, nirayim hadevarim. It's really awesome. Bemida shadam zechel menuchas Shabbos. The extent to which a person earns menuchas Shabbos, hu yachoyl lehivachach ad kamu korov l'olam haba. He can discern to what extent he is ben olam haba. Because we just said, Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. If the person has a tranquility on Shabbos, it's a gauge with which he can tell how close he is or how far he is from olam haba. Im ein mafriya loy. If nothing disturbs him, v'da'atoy mazkira lo menuchas nefesh, and bestows upon him menuchas nefesh, ashe loy. He is fortunate. Ki natuahu b'kedusha. He is rooted in kedusha, mushrashi b'olam shelokus, rooted in a world of godliness, el menuchas zo itavas nefesh. That's the yearning that we have to reach, that sense of serenity. Atkan.